What's up, you guys? This is HJ here with my three reasons why I believe the laptop industry has changed forever and probably for the better. Let's dive in. Well, sort of. So, I was going to do a transition there, but I want to go ahead and get started with reason number one because I don't want to waste any of you guys' time. So, my first reason is going to be hardware, graphics, and screens. Now, first off, let's start with the screens. Depending on the laptop and the price range, they're getting quite a bit better. We're starting to see brighter screens and more OLED or color accurate screens. And this means better visual quality as well as higher nits for viewing screens in bright settings. Graphics, well, we all know about graphics, but graphics this time around are impressive, with Intel Core Ultra graphics being a huge leap forward for integrated cards. Lastly, there's battery life. And while I'm not impressed by the battery life compared to something like a MacBook Air or MacBook Pro, this is where I'm mighty impressed with how well they've managed to do this and how far they've come. Now, my second reasoning is going to be the AI features, aka the NPU. The new AI features are awesome, and now that they've been included in the mix, you'll notice that the NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, will help with workflows and dynamically adjust settings to what you are currently doing. For example, if I was watching like a YouTube video or some random kangaroos punching each other in the middle of an Australian street, the NPU would help me maximize my battery life. Whereas if I were gaming with the NPU and I was shooting somebody in the head or kicking their hard, yeah, we don't talk about that, on Destiny 2, it would maximize my performance and make my gameplay a lot smoother. Now, take it for what you will, but I think the NPU is a very nifty feature, and the reason why is because it's really helping to, one, improve the battery life and improve the hardware, but it also implements some capabilities for developers to really expand on the NPU and what it's capable of. Now, my last reason, which is probably the least appealing to me, but is still worth mentioning, is form factor. And this is a really interesting one. We're starting to see laptops that are thinner, more powerful, and incredibly less noisy and hot. This means if you're like me and you're a college student working off of a performant device, or you're like a business entrepreneur or somebody in that field who likes to game on the side or needs a high-performant device to do lots of presentations, lots of graphics, or lots of coding or video editing, or even television and movies, you'll start to see that your devices are going to become thinner, sometimes smaller, and a lot more performant, and you'll still have the portability and performance that you so crave on your laptop or portable device. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the content. I apologize for the audio quality in here. I have to have my fans and AC running. And a lot of you guys know that I recently remodeled my entire room. So, all that aside, yeah, please bear with me on that. Be sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and leave a like rating. You can also view the Q&A on Spotify where you can ask any question or post any feedback you want. You can post some negative stuff if you want, and I'll take a look at it and use that to improve for the future. So don't be scared if you post a negative comment, because I'm not going to shame you. I'm just going to take it and keep working to make everything better. And don't forget to follow me on X or Twitter or whatever Elon Musk is calling it today. And follow me on Facebook, and happy podcasting, everybody. Bye bye, and yeah, South rules.